Cash That Book and its hosts are not of direct affiliation with any sports book or publication or service. We are simply here to provide entertainment about gambling and sports gaming. Best of luck to everyone. Enjoy.
Okay. Welcome into Bash That Book. What's going on? I got Chris Braden on the phone right now, and let me tell you a little backstory. Me and Chris, we used to do a little radio together from time to time, and Chris, dude knows his shit when it comes to golf. Chris Braden, man, he used to, do a little golfing back in the day. Badass golfer, and, well, he's going to help you be a badass golf better. What's going on, dude?
Hey, buddy. How you doing? Thank you for the, making me sound really good, man. I appreciate that. I used to be kind of good.
True story. We used to do our show, and we would come to Masters Week, and I would seriously be writing notes down. And back then, gambling was illegal, so I only allegedly did this. But Chris would start talking about, I think this guy's going to be in it. I think he's going to be in the top four. I think this guy has a chance. And I'll be damned, it happened every time. And every time I made a little cash because of what was coming out of your mouth. So now that gambling's legal, I'm like, hey, let's have Chris on before the Masters. Let's make some money.
Well, I appreciate that. This is going to be a fun week. This is my favorite day of the year. And my wife gets mad at me because she ain't going to be able to talk to me until Monday, really. Because I'm either playing golf or watching the Masters, and I go in my computer. So it's a great day.
You know what? The Masters has kind of crossed over into a big sports event, even for those people who don't necessarily like golf. I think gambling's one of those reasons, but also, too, it's because of the party. I think what's happened is the Masters has now turned into the Kentucky Derby a little bit. I'll give you an example. There's a couple people that we used to work with up in Denver. They're going to a Masters party on Saturday, and I'm headed up to Denver. We're gonna watch.
I didn't get an invite to that.
We're gonna watch the Masters and eat tacos.
Dude, does it get any better than that?
Right, how good
tacos
is that?
And the Masters, oh my God, are you going to have a little Modelo with it?
Modelo Especial, brewed for those with the fighting spirit. Once again, we are on the phone right now with Chris Braden, who knows a little bit of something-something when it comes to golf. You mentioned on KBPI South, which you can listen to KBPI South, KBPISouth.com, streaming always on your iHeartRadio app as well. But Chris, how about that for resets? Damn it, I'm good. Okay, so Chris Braden.
It's a skill, Benny. It's a skill. So,
Chris said on KBPI South, take Tony Finau. And I was thinking that, and this is why I'm thinking that, and call me crazy, is the Masters, what people don't know about the Masters is that son of a bleep is hilly. That thing is hilly, man. And you have to be an athlete. Like, you have to be a legit athlete to be in contention anymore.
Well, and it's hilly, it's hard, the ball runs out. There's a lot of things with the Masters. And that's why, like, one of my favorite players of all time, Freddie Couples, like, people like to go, oh, let's root for Freddie. Freddie's irrelevant. Phil's almost irrelevant at the Masters now because of exactly what you said. It's a grind. And, you know, people talk about, oh, you know, we all go to the Muni and walk around the golf course, and it's not no big deal. This is different, man. It's a little different. It's a grind, and it's 4 days, and you got to be ready.
Well, not only that, too, you have all the emotions into it, too, and it's emotionally draining. I'm going to give you an example. The last shot of the day, without a putter in your hand, the last shot, that one on 18, where they're going uphill, and you can barely see the flag, you can't really tell on TV. That is steep.
Nope.
That is a grade where you could actually slide back down the hill. People don't realize that. And it was such a grade that when you're walking up to your ball in day one, day two, you see guys take a moment, take a breath before they even shoot. By the time it's day four, they're beat. They are out. They are exhausted. Yeah.
That's why you have guys like DJ and Justin and everybody. You know, that's the other thing about Bryson. Let's see how he handles this weekend, because he hasn't done very well so far at Augusta.
Yeah, I don't think his game necessarily suits that. Speaking of game, this usually suits a lefty. Is there a lefty in the field that you're like, yeah, he's got a shot?
Bubba and Phil, but no. That's it. Here's the thing with the way the course is playing. Back in the day, you really had to work the ball. You had to hit your tee shots left to right, right to left. nowadays these guys hit it so far that they can kind of get away with playing whatever shot they want. It's all about where you land it, and like you said, the undulation, where the ball is going to end up, whether you're going to have a good shot or a bad shot. Especially today and probably tomorrow, the greens are super firm. So what that's going to mean is that these guys got to decide where to put it on the green. Going after those flags probably 90% of the time is like fool's gold. So they're going to have to be happy with looking up there and finding the flat spot and putting it, and their best putt might be a 40-foot putt for that hole. And they just got to be ready for that. Because like you said, these balls will roll off the green. Just one more half a rotation of that thing, it might be in Rays Creek. So it's going to be tough for them today and tomorrow. It's supposed to rain over the weekend, so that could bring a lot of those guys back into the play. But, yeah, today it's going to be tough, and it's going to be a mental grind as much as a physical grind.
Give me three golfers, and I mean any three. You can give me a golfer that you think is a long shot. You can give me a golfer that's a favorite that you're like, I just think he's going to win. Give me three golfers.
Okay, so I'm going to take Bryson out right away. And here's why I'm taking Bryson out. Bryson wants to prove something to Augusta. Bryson wants to overpower the golf course. And he will be able to do that on a bunch of holes. But then you're going to see Bryson take a double or a triple, and that's going to bring him back to the pack. So I don't think he has a chance this week. The guys that I'm looking at, Jordan's on a run. I'm not feeling Jordan at all this week. I think DJ cares just enough this week to be in the mix. The guy I'm looking at, and I did it last time, and I paid for it, is Rory. I think Rory has a good chance. It's the career slam. Nobody's talking about him. Right now, he's at a plus 1,600, so it's a good bet. And that's the guy that I think is going to be in there. The other guy is, I'm feeling Justin Thomas this week. I think he's played at Augusta enough times right now to know how to play the course right. And then I'm kind of stuck. I like Brooks Koepka and Colin Morikawa, two of them. I think Colin might be in the mix for a little bit, but I think Augusta's going to come up and bite him because he hasn't played it enough. In fact, they talked about that yesterday. My dark horse, who I love this week, and he's got to break through and win one, is Tony Finau. Tony Finau, if I'm wanting to make a bet and something that could be substantial and fun, Tony Finau is my guy at 3,300 plus 3,300. That's the guy.
I have a dude that's actually going out there to, well, you know him as well. We both worked with him up in Denver. He says that what's actually pretty strange is Brooks Koepka looks pretty good, but he doesn't think that he can make it through because of the surgery. But he said that he actually looks better than he has in a long time because he's not bombing the ball.
Nope. And that's the thing with Brooks and with Rory, too. Here's the funny thing, and people don't understand this. People don't really care about club head speeds and stuff. Bryson DeChambeau is swinging the golf club at 130-plus mile an hour. He's hit at 140-plus. That's crazy club head speed. And another big hitter is Dustin Johnson.
Right.
His club head speed on average is 119.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah. So that's like the difference between like a pro and just a hack, right, between Dustin and Bryson. And I think Rory and Brooks Koepka are big hitters too, but they're kind of playing more within themselves. And I think you're right, 100%. Brooks Koepka is just trying to keep his body intact this week. And I think he's going to have a good shot at it.
Well, he's literally got... The thing is when you're playing on those hills, not only is it the walking up and down the hills, but it's also swinging on those hills.
Yep.
And so, so many of these shots, you know, you're laying up, and all of a sudden you have a downhill to a huge downhill. Well, now you're all front half, and he's got two screws holding his damn leg together. Like, I don't see how you can do that many times. I mean, you know, you could go play a round and shocker, he wins. But you couldn't play that many rounds of golf and do that over and over and over again and hold off the best people in the world. Speaking of which, Ricky Fowler, speaking of trying to hold people off, Ricky Fowler actually plays this decent. He always plays this fairly well. What's keeping him from being a top five guy this week? Because I don't see him doing it either. But
You know what the thing about Ricky is, and it's been for the past few years, I don't know if you remember, it was like, I think 3 or 4 years ago, where Ricky was in contention for every major. And then, you know, life happens, you kind of, your motivation changes, things happen, and, you know, the next thing you know, you're Jordan Spieth the last 3 years.
Right.
So I think it has a lot to do with just, you know, he's changed his swing and all that stuff. So I love Ricky. You know that. And I root for him all the time.
Sure.
And I don't know if he's back yet. I don't know if he's back yet. Do I think he could finish top 10? Yeah, for sure. Do I think he could win it? Not really.
I heard one of the
not this week.
One of the best interviews I've ever heard. Spieth. Spieth's really good at interviewing because his true personality comes out. And as you said, he's probably one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet in your life. Spieth,
yep.
Spieth talked about, he goes, it wasn't a switch that came off. I was playing really bad golf for a while, and he's like, and it just kept getting worse.
It's true, right?
Right?
And we all do that sometimes. Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, in your job or something. You look up and you're like, what happened?
Yeah. Yeah, he goes, no, this has been over time. This didn't just flip off like a light. And he goes, and it was bad. And he goes, and then me getting back up, he's like, oh, this hasn't been, and he goes, I'm still not there. He's like, I can feel a bad one right now. And I was like, wow, good for you.
That's like Sam Darnold seeing ghosts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, it's the exact same thing. You're like, I'm seeing stuff that's not there, man. I don't have it anymore. I'm out.
That's it. That's
and you have to come back. I don't think Ricky ever got to that point. Ricky just hasn't reached his potential. And let me kind of give you someone that never really reached his potential, and I think it had a lot to do with him liking life, even maybe more than golf, is Fred Couples. Fred Couples is one of my favorite players of all time.
Nice guy.
Boom Boom was just the nicest guy, the happiest guy. Everyone loved Freddie. But you would watch him out there, and he's just so naturally gifted. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you were looking at him, and you're like, he's just having fun. He doesn't really care. He had a little bit of tin cup in him. You know what I mean? He's just out there having a good time, and I think Ricky fell into that a little bit.
People said that they didn't like playing with Fred Couples because he wouldn't shut up.
Right, exactly. And that's the thing, too. And you know what? That's the kind of guy I want to play with.
Oh, totally.
That's the guy I want on my team. I'm 100% down. But the way these guys approach it now, especially like a Bryson, these guys are grinders. I mean, you watch him play. Does that look fun, bud?
Right.
Does that look enjoyable? Not at all.
Yeah.
But you see, like, Ricky Fowler out there, and, you know, that's the guy you want to go in and have a brewski with after the round and just chill out and watch the rest of the Masters with. Those guys are the guys that I'm kind of drawn to. And I think guys like Rory and I think maybe Jordan and Justin Thomas for sure, DJ for sure, they know when to be serious and they know when to relax.
Once again,
and some of those guys don't know how to.
Once again, give me your three. Finau, Rory.
Okay. Finau, Rory, Justin Thomas.
And don't bet on DeChambeau.
Don't bet on DeChambeau. And then I like Koepka and Morikawa. I don't think Morikawa's going to do it. I think Augusta's going to come up and bite him. So let's cross him out and go with Brooks Koepka.
I don't think.
The long shot. The guy with the broken leg.
Yeah, he's got a freaking broken leg. There's not enough. Well, I guess Tiger Woods did it. So whatever. All right, there you go.
That's the other thing. I'm going to miss Tiger, man. God dang it. Tiger.
I know.
He's supposed to be here for me today.
I have a report sitting in front of me, Chris. He never hit the brakes.
I know.
Wow. Wow, Tiger. Wow.
Hold hey, my man, he was in a hurry. He had Justin Herbert and like Drew Brees or someone waiting for him?
No, he just left that. He just left that game, I think. He had something else waiting for him. Good for him. Anyway, whether you bet with us or if you bet against us, I hope you all win and I hope you all bash that book.